in the unknown, you're only going to discover, I guarantee, I promise you, you're only going to discover more of yourself. Because that's all there is to discover in your experience. You know why? I'll tell you. Thank you. Because of a wonderful happenstance of your particular English language, you can get a very strong reinforcement of exactly why it works this way. Why you will only discover yourself in the unknown. That is because, as your language so beautifully points out, you are the universe. The universe is only made up of you. And that's all you will ever find in your particular universe, is you. Your expression of the infinite. If you wish to call it God, if you wish to call it goddess, if you wish to call it all that is as we do, it does not matter because all that is doesn't care what you call it. Because all that is knows that anything you could think of is a name that is already contained within all that is, and it will accept it as its own name because everything is within all that is. That's why it's called all that is. Because there is nothing outside. If it were, there would be all that is plus what's outside. But all that is exactly as it sounds. It is all that is, and there isn't anything else, because what is simply is. The idea, therefore, is to understand that what you will always discover will simply be all that is expressing itself through the unique portion of all that is you were created to be. Remember the second law, the one is all, the all is one. Every component of the all that is, all of you, all of us, every individuated being, every individuated concept, is the whole expressing itself as a part. Important point. I'll rewind that and repeat it. Because we understand that you have been trained to think segregationally. Sometimes individuals on your planet may miss the point. All of you are, yes, a part of the whole. But as a part of the whole, you are the whole expressing itself as a part of the whole. Big difference than just thinking of yourself as a part of the whole without the other side. You have to understand yourself holographically. It is this and that, not this or that. Anything you can imagine is this and that. It is all inclusive. You have to have both sides, the heads and the tails, in order to have a coin. Without one side, you don't have a coin. So you are the part. You are the whole. You are both, one and the same. But expressing the whole as a part. The idea, therefore, is to understand yourself this way, express yourself more holistically, and you will understand how to experience more of the whole. You will get, in a sense, more of an expanded experience when you express yourself as if you are more of the whole. The idea being that there is a whole picture that you might liken unto a large puzzle that has a picture on it, as we know many of you like to play with on your planet. You understand that the puzzle is made of many small, individual, differently shaped pieces. Now, we have observed on your planet that, for the course of, say, several thousand of your years of time, you have been trained to try and be a shape you are not. To try and be this shape, to try and be that shape. Fit here, fit there. Come here, belong this way. Do this, do that, do not be yourself. That won't work. Stop dreaming, stop daydreaming, stop being yourself. That doesn't fit in. Be who we say you need to be. And so now you've become experts at being someone other than yourself. The idea being, therefore, is that when you do that, you are no longer the shape you were originally made in. If you are no longer, as a puzzle piece, the shape that fits in the whole you were originally made for, then you cannot support the creation of the whole picture because you no longer fit. Only by being your natural self will you be your natural shape. And only by being your natural shape will you fit in the original space designed just for little old you. And by fitting in that space, do you then act in service to every other piece? Because then you support the whole, which supports all the other pieces who are willing to be their true natural shape. That's how it works. Are you understanding? All right. I trust you understand that you are applauding for yourselves. Because all I am doing is reflecting back to you what you already know but may have forgotten for a little while. That's all there is to it. You have forgotten. You know all of this. I am telling you nothing new at all. In fact, I will tell you a deep, dark secret. It would be impossible for me to tell you what I am telling you if you didn't already contain it. Why? Because your reality is what? A reflection. And I am in your reality a reflection of the portion of you that already knows all of this. So it could be said that right now you're talking to yourself. So thank you for being willing to be crazy enough to talk to yourself, to talk to the portion of yourself that knows all of this and is willing to believe all of this and is willing to incorporate all of this into the reality so that you can get the effect. Now, this idea of all of these ways of being that you have gotten used to over time, what does that all, as you say in your language, boil down to? Once again, I will tell you, thank you very much. The idea really comes down to definition. Definition. What you believe. The blueprint of your reality. What you believe. How you define what is possible. That's what creates the experience you have called physical reality. Because there is no physical reality. That's what physical reality is. There is no physical reality aside from what you define it to be. That's what physical reality is. So, when you are taught, this is the definition that is true. Believe in nothing else. That's the reality you get. Why? Third law. When you finally, however, if you ever do, realize that you are only creating that reality or attracting, more specifically, that reality by the definition you are giving off, what you put out, what you get back, by the definition radiation, vibration, resonance, at the frequency you are resonating at, which every single belief has a different frequency, so by the frequency you give off, that determines the experience you get back that then reinforces the belief that originally created that reality experience. And on and on and on, it escalates from there until you break the chain by saying, wait a minute, I created this, I attracted this by what I believed is the strongest, most likely, most possible definition within my belief system structure. Well, is that what I prefer to believe, yes or no? No, then what do I prefer to believe? Without judging the old definition, I prefer to believe this instead. Then as you recreate a new definition of what you now believe to be true and apply that, implement it into your belief system, personality structure, and behave as if you believe it. Critical point, behave as if you believe it. Then, once again, as we have said before, you will see quite rapidly that that belief, that definition of reality will be reflected back to you as the reality you are now capable of experiencing. Belief, emotion, behavior, action. These are the three keys of all manifestation. Belief, as we have said, is like unto the blueprint of the house that you wish to build. Emotion, emotion, energy, motion are the builders of the house that bring the blueprint into manifestation. That's why excitement is so important. That's why every emotion activates the strongest belief it is aligned to. So, if you have strong negative belief systems, what kind of emotion do you think you're going to get most strongly? Fear. Because that's what's going to activate those belief systems into manifestation. And that's what your behavior and your action is going to reflect. Fearful attitudes, fearful approaches, fearful expectations, and that whole gamut of tools that goes along with reinforcing the concept of fear. However, also, you can understand
on the other side of the coin that by having a positive, creative belief system structure, then the idea of excitement comes into play, and that emotion will reinforce the manifestation
of that set and array of belief system definitional structures. Then the behavior, the action, that is like the building materials and the quality of the building materials of the house that manifests. So, if you know that your blueprint contains a line that doesn't belong there or a line that's off kilter, and you know that your builders, your emotions, are not really into their job of building this house, and you know that the building materials, the behavior and the actions and the thought processes are not really up to par, what kind of a house do you think you're going to get, and why should you be surprised when it crumbles to the ground? Go back to the blueprint. Find out where something doesn't align with who you know you are. Find the definition that doesn't work for you. Find out where you first bought into that definition. Most likely you will find for most of you, it is through no fault of their own, from your parents when you were growing up in what they believed to be true and imparted onto you telepathically from before birth. By the time you are approximately 3 of your years of age, you are usually very rigidly locked into their belief system structure. Because you know you had to accept their beliefs in order to survive. Because you recognized, oops, these are the people that are going to take care of me. I'd better toe the line and find out what they believe in. Otherwise, they're not going to support me. So I will open up like the little innocent flower that I am and swallow every single thing they feed me, hook, line and sinker. Whoops, that didn't taste too good, but I'd better hold on to it, because if I don't, they're going to get awfully angry. They won't love me. You see where this all comes from? The idea, therefore, is again with no blame, but unconditional love to recognize that they did the best they could with the belief system definitions they were spoon-fed. But the idea is now to understand that you have a choice. You have come to a point in transition on your planet at this time where you realize that you can break the chain. You can allow yourself the opportunity to realize it is the product of your definition. You can change that definition. You can change your upbringing, literally. You can change the past, literally, because everything stems from the present. You can thus recreate yourself, quite literally, very really, into a new persona, a new being, and allow the reflection of reality to be presented to that new person that is representative of who it is you decide in this moment to be with your new definition. It's really, again, as simple as that. But you have to go about doing it. And it starts with redefining all the things that you were taught to define, re-examining, looking at everything and saying, does this definition work for me? Or what would I prefer as a new definition of this situation? Negative, positive, what do I prefer?